Because I am Professor Braxton.
But that's just not possible.
Now get in the cage and join the other prisoner.
What did he mean? Is there another prisoner in there?
Yes, there's someone else here, Rob. Down in the corner.
Let me shine my novelty Clearwater's pen torch. Wait, it can't be.
Well, Rob, you certainly took your time.
Oh, I'm so tired. So tired.
So, Dr. Thraxton, may I ask why we're being held as prisoners?
Oh, please don't quote the Galactic Traffic Laws at him.
Under Galactic Traffic Law, I've paid this month's congestion charge and have as much right to be in this space lane as you do. Albeit not on the flight deck of this actual ship. For which I apologise.
And I suppose those laws also entitled you to corrupt the passenger list aboard my ship as well, did they?
This is your ship then.
Mine. By right of conquest. The stupid fools aboard the Golden Moonstar cruiser believe they're on their way back to Bellari. But they will never arrive.
The Golden Moon! I thought this place seemed familiar. We must be at an earlier point in time when the ship was a passenger cruiser.
Conquest? So you've effected a military coup, I take it.
Command by subjugation. I was the chief engineer. The commander of this ship was only too happy to allow me to take complete control of its security, complete with its army of security drones. So he didn't even have the access codes to stop them as they squeezed the life out of him.
And what about all the passengers? All those people who think they're going to Bellari? Have you killed them as well?
Oh, that would be the most dreadful waste. No, they will be put to a much better use. As will you.
I knew it! He's after my brain, isn't he? Brain alteration is a terrible, terrible thing!
Why would he want your brain? Unless he's got a desperate need for a comprehensive chronological list of Blue Peter presenters.
Oh, it's not their brains I need. It's their bodies.
If you ever find yourself saying that sentence, believe me, it's not a good sign.
Dr. Crippen, I need you in here.
What is it, Dr. Thraxton?
Prepare the DNA manipulation machine.
There's not much time.
Dr. Crippen, that's who it is posing as the doctor. We didn't arrive here with our doctor at all. It was him. I knew there was something strange about him when he blinded those monkeys. Our doctor would never do that. I've got to find him. Rob could be in danger.
Oh, doctor!
But Rob, this man isn't me.
Oh, you can quit the act now. I was right. You are a fraud.
But this is impossible. With every fibre of my being, every beat of my heart, I know that I'm the doctor. What are you doing?
Listen, mate, if you're the real doctor, why don't you have a double pulse? Time Lords have two hearts. You'd know that if you were one.
I don't know. One of my hearts has stopped. Help me! I'm half dead!
Stop that, both of you. Rob?
Yes, Doctor, it's me! I'm here to rescue you!
And just who are you?
Just let me try and stand. Well, I'm the Doctor, of course.
See?
Fiddle! I'm the doctor.
Oh, no, you're not, my friend. Look, I can explain what's happened. But we must get out of this cage first.
Psst! Rob!
Nick!
Oh, it's so good to see you. Shh! For heaven's sake, keep your voice down. That bloke in the cloak will hear you.
Nick?
Doctor? Doctor! But I don't understand. You know about each other?
This is about to get terribly complicated, but Nick, you must get us out of here first.
What about the sonic screwdriver?
Yes. Actually, Nick, that works, which is why we're still sitting in this cage playing musical doctors.
Unfortunately, my friend here is right. The sonic screwdriver would be fine if this was an electronic lock. But there's not much we can do about thick tree branches bound together with strong twine and cemented with the glue of glazed crockleberry honey.
Hang on, I might be able to lever them apart using this bigger branch here.
Oh, do hurry up, Nick!
Come in. Come in, Cowed Stranger. Are you reading me?
Hello, Cowed Stranger here. Can I help you?
Have you caught Crippin and the boy, Rob?
They are my prisoners.
Excellent. Be warned, another vagrant, Nick, will try to rescue them very soon. Be ready.
Cowed Stranger out.
Almost there! Oh, get a move on, Nick. They seem to be preparing some kind of ritual sacrifice over there.
Oh, you just watched the Wicker Man one too many times.
Really? Then why have those hooded hordes built that huge bonfire? And why are they walking round it with torches, chanting, "Sacrifice the Strangers!"
Is that a chicken?
Oh dear, poor chicken. I think we ought to go now.
I've done it! Look! You're free!
Stop! Catch them, my brothers, in the name of the Horde of the Cowed Strangers!
They've seen us! Quick, everyone! Run!
Come on, Rob. Don't get left behind.
Oh, I knew I should have paid more attention to Rusty Lee's exercise video.
I'm too old for this sort of thing.
Not so fast. Ah, gotcha. Very good, but not quite good enough.
Oh, crumbs. I'm in trouble now.
Stop! I don't think these shoes were designed with running through horrid great alien jungles in mind.
Yeah, I'm beat. Let's stop for a rest, Doctor. I don't think they're chasing us anymore.
You two. You're so out of shape. As soon as we get back to the TARDIS, it'll be out with gently does it. Rusty will soon have you touching your toes.
Oh, if only I could.
Never mind the Sydney Youngblood heroics. What I want to know is, what the swelling raspberry's going on, Doctor? Why have you got a double that looks nothing like you? And what are we doing here? And who is Dr. Thraxton? And everything!
Of course, Nick. I'm sorry this has all been so confusing for you two. But it all started on the Golden Moon Star Cruiser, you see. The TARDIS landing.
Captain Barry Mees reports to the bridge.
Holy roly poly pudding and custard! We're on a massive spaceship! Yes, yes, we know that bit! Look, get to the part where that Dr. Thraxton bloke was about to put us into his DNA modifier!
Very well, Rob.
Why is it that we never go anywhere nice, Doctor? You know, places where people don't tie us up. And remember that time I asked to go to a Smash Hits poll winner's party? We ended up battling Yaz and the Daleks.
Well, at least the only way is up now. Anyway, when was that?
It was a missing adventure me and the Doctor had when you were in the shower one time. Anyway, why don't we ever land anywhere peaceful, where there aren't power-mad Fruit Loops trying to destroy the universe?
It's all part of the fun of travelling in the TARDIS, Nick. Are you okay, Rob?
I'm just worrying about that huge DNA manipulation machine!
How wrong you are, young boy. Because this is a DNA How did you know that?
It's written on the side there.
I don't like the sound of this. You're going to change our DNA? Into what?
Not into what? Into me, Doctor. What else? I can rewrite your genetic code, undo your flaws and faults. This machine will enable you to join my army of clones.
That's fantastic! So in theory, if there was any part of us we were unhappy with, you could make it bigger?
Wait a minute. Army? Oh, I've just had a really depressing thought. And it's got nothing to do with next year's UK Eurovision entry.
Of course, the passengers on this ship. They've all been turned into clones of Thraxton, using his machine. He's got to be stopped, or the whole universe will be full of him.
You're a sandwich short of a picnic, mate.
Mock! Go on, mock! But when I turn my machine on and activate the DNA modification ray, you'll have changed your tune to my tune. And let me tell you, I know all the verses.
Well, maybe you've forgotten a middle eight.
Or perhaps it's time for you to fade to chorus.
What are you two talking about?
What's happening? Help! Oh dear, oh dear, that doesn't sound very menacing. I don't think we're up against an A-list villain here, Doctor. That machine doesn't sound like it can melt an ice cream, let alone bugger our DNA.
Captured, tied up, threatened with a not wholly convincing but probably lethal machine. Sounds like an average day for us, Doctor. But why can't I remember any of it?
Because of what happened next, Nick. I'm afraid that Dr. Thraxton used his machine. You and Rob weren't seriously harmed, but it did scramble your minds a little, to the extent that you lost your memory of the past few days. And in an effort to make the disparate pieces fit, you both accepted a stranger as me when he took you away in the TARDIS.
Something's not right. Dr. Crippen, where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just having trouble with my bowels.
Wait a moment. Dr. Crippen?
Parents can be so cruel. Your bowels are of no interest to me, you old badger. There's a problem with the machine.
Problem, you say? Oh dear. Have you checked it's plugged in?
I'm not a moron, unlike present company. Now, you may be as useful as an old 20th century washing machine repairman, but you still invented this machine. So make it work!
I'll have to have a look, sir.
So, not only immoral technology, but stolen immoral technology to boot.
I'm going to the VR deck to get some fresh air. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Now fix the machine, and don't talk to the prisoners!
Now then, Dr. Crippen, was it? You look like a reasonable fellow, and a very overworked and underpaid one at that.
I really don't think I should be talking to you, sir. Although it's true that I haven't had a pay rise since 2040.
Now then, why don't you let me help you with that machine? I'm sure there are some improvements I could suggest. How about inverting the sonic confabulator? And that was the key to our escape. I persuaded Dr. Crippen to let me make some modifications to the DNA manipulation machine.
What did you do, Doctor?
Something immensely clever but oddly inexplicable, I bet.
Well, first I reversed the polarity of the DNA ray so that it bounced back at the operator. Then I reduced the power settings and imprinted my own DNA inside the machine. So when the machine was activated, it imprinted a lightweight genetic copy of my personality and memories onto the person firing it.
And that was...
our friend Dr. Crippin, of course.
Now you'll join my family. Switch on the machine, Dr. Crippin.
Very good, sir.
Doctor?
Oh, blimey, Doctor.
You don't have to do this.
What's going on? Where are we? Who are you?
I'm the Doctor. Come on, Doctor. We have to get back to the TARDIS. This is our chance to escape.
But who are these other people? They've all been knocked unconscious.
They must be our captors. This isn't the time to worry about them now. Nick's right. We have to find the TARDIS. Come on.
But why, Doctor? Why did you do it?
It was our only chance of escape. Remember the DNA imprint recognition system on board the Golden Moon? Crippin would have been on the ship's personnel database, and with my memories, I knew he'd be able to find his way to the TARDIS and take you to safety.
But what about you?
Well, moving around the Golden Moon by myself was quite easy. I stowed away for a while, living off scraps of food slipped to me by a kindly kitchen boy. And then, when things quietened down, I stole an escape pod, and that's when I got captured by the horde of cowled strangers here on Calraxy, all of whom had already been subjected to Flaxton's experiments.
Of course! I knew the voices were familiar. They're all familiar, Flaxton!
I only imprinted a faint copy of my personality onto Mr. Crippin, though. Not a full DNA transfer like I suspect those poor wretches have been subjected to. That's why they've quite literally turned into clones of Dr. Thraxton.
So I wonder how Thraxton ended up down here as well. Did he come after you?
Well, before I left the Golden Moon, I managed to send a distress signal to Pluto. Thraxton must have fled to Calrex and resumed his experiments here. A hostile jungle provides the perfect cover for his sinister activities.
Wait a moment! The DNA manipulation machine! It is here! I saw it in Thraxton's hut. He was going to use it on me.
Then we have to destroy it, once and for all.
You and Rob go, Doctor. I want to rescue Dr. Crippin.
Rescue him? Why?
Look, he thinks he's the Doctor. In fact, in many ways he is. He certainly doesn't deserve to be abandoned.
I'm proud of you, Nick. We'll see you back at Thraxton's hut. Don't take any unnecessary risks.
Doctor, there's no one here!
Good. It'll give me a chance to fix that machine once and for all. Now, Nick said it was inside Thraxton's hut. No wonder the canny old fox was so determined to lure us inside it earlier. He probably meant to convert us all into clones of him. And there it is. A bit battered, but completely operable. What a masterstroke of engineering. You know, our friend Dr. Crippin would probably have been remembered as a genius if only his achievements hadn't been hijacked. This machine could potentially keep the memories and personality of an individual alive indefinitely.
Oh, just put it out of action, will you, Doctor? It gives me the heebie-mcjeebingtons.
Wait, we must be careful, Ron. There's something not quite right here.
Well, you won't do it. I'm sure I can handle smashing an evil mind control machine to bits.
Rob, no!
Ow! Oof! Oh, a tripwire!
The machine! It's activating! It was a trap!
Indeed it was, my dear Doctor. A honey trap. And my revenge will be sweet indeed.
Oh, don't start with the mixed metaphors again, please!
Rob, help!
In less than 15 seconds, Doctor, the machine will have built up sufficient power to imprint my stored personality into your mind. Permanently. I'm soon going to have yet another brother to add to my family.
Doctor!
Must concentrate. Must be free.
You shall be free, my dear. Free to join my army of clones and swarm all over Earth.
Machine! It's imploded! Oh, well, that's something. Oh, Doctor!
Oh, my head.
Doctor? Is that you?
Yes, of course it is, Rob. Now, how about a nice cup of tea and a sit down?
Oh, thank goodness! But how? You were hit by the ray! I saw it with my own two eyes!
I'm afraid I did something a bit clever again. I'm almost too modest to explain.
Well, I'm sure you want to. Oh, go on then.
How about telepathically rewrote the machine's code instructions? At the moment it blasted me, I opened up a channel to my psyche to rewrite it. So I simply projected the modified instructions down the channel and reversed the function of the machine again. Child's play, really.
You rewrote Thraxton's mind instead? With what?
Well, I did only have one personality print to hand.
Well, well, well. That's the last time I leave you in charge of the gin measures, Rob. Now, how about a nice cup of tea?
Two doctors! Again!
Did someone mention tea? And is only Battenberg left in the TARDIS caked in?
Oh, no!
Did someone forget to turn over the page? What's going on, Doctor? I went back to the camp, but then the hordes of Cal's strangers all collapsed.
Well, you see, Nick, it's really quite simple.
Now, what I needed to explain to you, Nick,
I knew
is
the name of
the
machine. Well, what I did is rewrite the machine. I remember now from the inside and...
Come on, Nick! Get everyone back to the TARDIS and sort this mess out! One doctor is definitely enough for anyone!
Well, I've left Thraxton in my laboratory. He's quite happy there running Delta particle experiments.
And he really still thinks he's the Doctor.
Well, of course, as does poor Dr. Crippen here.
I've been thinking about that. Are you absolutely sure I'm not the Doctor? I mean, maybe you're the imposter.
I'm afraid I'm quite sure. And that's what's tragic about this whole situation. In many ways, you're as much the Doctor as I am. You have my memories, my personality, and my brain print. What else really defines us?
I like to think that human nature runs a bit deeper, Doctor. That there's something beyond flesh and blood that makes us who we are. After all, Crippen didn't make a perfect you, did he? There were still moments when we could tell, like when he blinded those monkeys, for example.
Oh, talking of monkeys!
Thraxton probably used them as test subjects. He exerted a certain amount of mental stranglehold over the ones he processed, enough to make them attack you and split us up. He probably aimed to convert Nick first, divide and conquer.
So what now, Doctor? Can we cure Thraxton and Crippen?
Ah, that's the bad news. I just don't know. The machine overloaded permanently, and I really don't know if anyone else has ever mastered the techniques. I'm afraid they might be me forever.
How terrible! They've got to be someone they aren't for the rest of their lives. You know, I may have fantastic dress sense, a great sense of humour, and really take long time to say things to make my points clearly, but do you know what? I'm so glad I'm me.
It's not so bad being the Doctor, and as far as I know, I've never been anything else.
Why don't we just find a couple of nice, harmless, non-spacefaring civilizations to plonk them down on and leave them to it? You never know, they might even do some good. They are almost the Doctor, after all.
Well, there are a few periods of Earth history that could use me, and I can't always be where I'm needed.
Ha ha ha!
I've ever wanted is a place of my own. A place where I belong. I'm still looking for that place. Rob has Putney and his mum and his friends. The Doctor has a home planet that he doesn't mention much. What have I got? I've got the Doctor and the TARDIS, but it's not the same. There are so many wonderful things in the universe. The Doctor has taken me places you wouldn't believe, to see things no one else has ever seen. Planets forming from gas. The primal seas in the equinox storms on Chelyadalon. The reformed Jackson 5 concert in 2025. But there's one place he's never taken me. One place I've never seen. My home. I can feel new power racing through me sometimes. I can do things without thinking that I couldn't do before. There's a voice, a presence, something I don't understand whispering things when I'm asleep. I've heard her voice before. There are dreams of a world dying in flames. Men marching through the smoke on a dead world. The people screaming in pain. Screaming a single word. And that word? Masa Nikasa.